Hey, yo, you know what it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We are back in the Wolf Den with a special guest. Yes, Mr. Dave Tolliver himself from Men at Large. I'm just shocked and appalled off up in here in the Wolf Den. How you doing?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. I'm so glad to have you, so glad to see you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing the platform. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm always I love when the phone stop ringing, that's when you need to worry. I love being out here doing this, so I appreciate you for having me.
It's my sincere pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Without further ado, let's jump on in the Wolf Den session, shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes. Okay. I gotta ask this bonus question. Okay. What's something most people don't know about you?
What's something that most people don't know about me? Man, I did this one time when I turned 50. It was during the pandemic, so I did 50 in 50 days. Man, that's a good one. That's a good one. What's one thing that people don't know about me is that I'm shy. You wouldn't believe it is that I'm shy. Like my whole life growing up, I never could like sing for like a lady or but when it was a group of people, I would go berserker. But like singing for, just like I'm shy. People would be like, yeah, you lie, whatever, you ain't shy, but I am shy, real talk. Yeah.
Wow, how you push past your stage fright? Because I just smoke a joint, but I'm not sure if everybody we on the same page now.
That check
But
and
that do
all the extra benefits that come with it afterwards, was motivation,
I can dig that. I would be a Diana Ross for the right amount. I can definitely dig that. Yes,
Big.
sir. Yes, sir. So I wanted to know. I was digging into your past and your program. And how was the Black Pavarotti created? How did that thought come into the play?
I like this. This is gonna be a good one. There's people doing their research. The Black Pavarotti, I've had so many different monikers. Starting off when I started in radio as a teenager, they used to call me Dangerous Dave. Then it went to Super Dave. Then I went to the Virgin Islands and they called me King Tali down there. Then I came up with Tali Hustle, like Charlie Hustle or the Pete Rose, the baseball player. But Black Pavarotti, Luciano Pavarotti is probably the most popular, the biggest tenor ever. And he was a rotund gentleman as well. So I took the moniker for myself and called myself the Black Pavarotti, BLAQ, though. Take the racial connotations out of it. Just, Black Pavarotti. That's me. Because, I'm a big dude. You know what I'm saying? I was even bigger then. And so, that's where it came from. Black Pavarotti.
Dig that. That's what's up. I can definitely dig that. What are some of your musical influences you had growing up?
Well, was a singer. Father was a singer. He took a choir to sing for President Roosevelt. And my uncle slash dad was a radio announcer. He really got me into the music because he'd always have me at the radio station with him. And he actually started me off in radio. Like in 1986, I was like 15 years old. And I was on like real radio working. I didn't get a chance to do a lot of social stuff. I was always at the radio station. So those are my musical influences, being in church and, but yeah, that my mom, those people. But the person that made me want to sing was Skip Martin from the Dazz Band. I was like 12 years old and everything about him was what I wanted to be. And then I started seeing, Janet, and yeah, man, Skip Martin from the Dazz Band, that's my guy. And we got a record coming out too. And those are my musical influences. The music influence.
Groovy. Now, tell me about your transition from radio DJ to artist to actor. Like, how did you just fit in all those categories all willy-nilly?
Well, you find me a hole, and I think I can fit in. I'm gonna dive in. No, you almost bit your hand.
The hell out of that.
So I started singing in the church choir at 5 years old, and But then when I and I even directed the children's choir at 12 and 13, went to the youth choir. But when I turned 15, like I said, he pulled me into the mute to the radio. And then Jason and myself, my mom and his mom were best friends for 30 years before my mom passed away. He was in church heavy, 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 and he played the keyboard, and we would play around and singing. And we really didn't weren't really serious. We were just playing. And then it really just kind of fell into my lap, man. I was really rapping. I love hip hop. Like I was really rapping. So we had this thing called the Hip Hop Coalition. It was us at the terrestrial station and about five or six other college radio stations. We'd go places and we had a little group called Hip Hop Coalition, and we would rap and make up records and all kinds of stuff. And it was something that we wanted to do to promote all of us together. And that's how it started. And then, Katz was like, "Don't you sing?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then Jason and I started singing more. And it just kind of it just fell in my lap. It wasn't nothing. Honestly, it was nothing that I planned.
Wow. Look at
And
that.
when the R&B starts slowing down, they figure they can get the R&B cat in the plays for less money than it would be to get Vivica Fox or Shamar Moore or Clifton Powell. So they call and be like, "Yeah, I got it." You be like, "Oh, okay." "And we ain't got to do it." "Oh yeah, let's go get that money." So that's what happened.
Wow.
And I've been blessed to be just handpicked for everything that I've had to do. So gravy.
So, in saying
Yeah.
that, do you feel like you've been called to sing or pushed?
It's probably called chosen. It's a difference between being called and being chosen. I feel like I've been chosen. My path, everything. I feel like, when life starts to slow down, you start to see what it really is. And I feel like the path that I've taken, even though it hasn't been pleasant all the time, I feel like I've been chosen because, God was preparing or has prepared me for what's to come next. You know what I mean? What's happening next, what's going on. And I need to be strong. I need to be powerful. I need to be wise, and I need to be unfazed by the big bomb, so to speak. Because I've had all the big blows and the big bombs. You know what I'm saying, in my
I
life,
hear
as
you.
far as like losses and different stuff like that. So anytime people have any things, it's always me to the rescue.
I can dig it. I can dig that.
Yeah. Can you dig it?
I definitely can. Oh my goodness. I had a question and I had to sneeze. Just pardon me, for a second.
You
Oh
got
my
boogers all over
gosh.
your notes,
I'm all
man.
right. I'm all right. I'm recovered. I'm all right. Woo-wee. Now, my next question to you, what type of artist you got in your playlist? Like who you riding down the street early in the morning banging real loud?
Now, I've been on this Zacardi Cortez kick, and my family hates it because, I was kind of, when you like the person that always has to figure things out for everybody, you have to find your little pockets of peace. And I've been a fan of Zacardi Cortez for a while, but I just kind of his music, I just kind of gravitated towards it, and it got me through some emotional times that probably even my wife don't even know something that I was going through. Because I just felt like let me just handle it myself. And Zacardi, I listen to myself, my nephew Charles Reed. Man, I kind of like my daughter will come home and say, "Dad, you need to listen to this. You need to listen to this. You need to listen to this." And who else? Man, I listen to a plethora of stuff. I'd have to go to my Joe. Oh, Joe, of course, Joe. Mobb Deep, because I love hip hop. Mobb Deep, what? But the first thing I probably would turn on is, lately over the last few months has been Zacardi Cortez, or I'll pull out a playlist with my new single on it. My nephew Charles Reed got a couple of records, a Rico Barino, that Let's Dance record. I just let that play. What's her name? Money Love and Made For Me. That record, it's a lot of stuff, man. I just whatever floats my boat. When daughter let whatever somebody hears it or whatever, it kind of I just turn it on and let it rock.
I can dig it. I can definitely dig it. What you currently working on?
Right now, I just lost about 120 pounds, a little bit more than that maybe, and I'm working on a my
That is
foundation is called
wonderful.
Thank You, Honey Bunch. It's called Eat Your Heart Out. I'm working on the whole 501c3, the nonprofit, and everything right like that, and doing fundraisers around the country. Dave Tolliver and friends, where we're raising money. And you know how you donate money to the Cancer Society or whatever, but you never see the money. Like, well,
Right.
I would feel more comfortable donating to cancer if I saw you donating to a lady that can't pay her copay, doesn't have the money for her meds. You know,
Right.
that's the type of things we do. Like, we're going to teach them about the long-term effects of obesity, you know, and teenage mental health, but also, you know, teach them how to have more self-love, more comp, teach them how to read labels. And look at the things that they're eating. If they have a single parent home, you know, and they can't eat healthy because it costs to eat healthy,
It does.
we'll buy them a cart of groceries that's comparable to the things that they like. You know, we go to Whole
Yeah.
Foods or whatever, and we'll buy it. You know, we'll put money in their hand. Like, say, you know, it's hard dressing heavy set kids, you know, especially boys, you
Right.
know, and you know, you need quality stuff because if you're heavy. You know, you got these extra rolls that'll push out through the shirts and
Right.
rip stuff, get pockets big. So you got to shop at like DXL or something like that. So, and those shirts are from $40 on up, and they're great
Expensive.
material. So we'll go buy them, you know, some clothes, some outfits, so they can look nice. Teach them, you know, self-awareness. You know,
Yeah.
man, it's something that I've been wanting to do. But at 400 pounds, what I'm gonna tell a kid? What I'm gonna say?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm at the lowest weight I've been since high school, so
Yeah. They're
I'm
definitely
working.
gonna
I'm still
solidify
gonna,
them.
yeah, because I got a story to tell,
That is.
and I got battle scars to show them from things that you know, from my obesity of things that have affected my body, things that I'm going through now that I can't change,
Yeah.
and so you know, besides that, you know, I'm acting in plays, a play called A Father's Love, done by my man Niall Martin, also. Gold, this one you really like. It's called Them Golden Girls, Saved, Not Yet Sanctified. It's one of the funniest play productions I've ever been in. My man, CL, man, was CL Woodson out of Milwaukee. So, yeah, man, I'm working and I got new, I have a new music out, a new single. It's called Feels Good to Be Back. And
Yes, yes.
that lady you see in my background, my daughter, she's a senior in high school. She's following in my footsteps. I really didn't drop the microphone in the crib, but you know, she's a senior in high school. She's going to Middle Tennessee State this fall, and she just did H. You know, she just played Sister Mary Clarence in Sister Act, and as you know, her school does professional productions like stage lights, all that, and you know, that's where I'm at. You know, and I'm Uncle Grandpa. What else? What else? There's so many. Uncle Grandpa. My sister passed in 19. My niece, she just had a baby the other day. So I'm Uncle Grandpa. And hell, you know, man. Oh, what else? me, Joe Little from the Rude Boys, and Mark Gordon from Levert. We're taking this thing I called the Levert Experience. I'm starting it off on the Tom Joyner Cruise. It's a tribute to Gerald on the cruise. But as we go out, it'll be, you
Wonderful.
know. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I mean, that's it. I'll let you go because I know you got stuff you want to ask and keep talking because I got a question too I'm waiting to
Oh,
ask.
no, I love it. Just open up and just boom, just let the lovers pour in. I love it. I just give it to me. Everything you want to talk about, it's all good. You
You want
know?
me to give it to you, huh? All
Yes. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we're gonna move right along to our next question. What's the best advice you've ever received in this career you've been in?
Oh, man, you got some pretty decent questions there. You all right with me?
Some
Some of the best advice I've been getting given is probably from, you know, I guess Gerald and Eddie. Just never give away your microphone, and that can mean so many different things. You know, just never be know who you are, and never be afraid to be who you are when you're doing what you do, because like you know, they've taught me to have
no fear when it comes to being on stage. You know, Tim Burrell could come out there and go crazy, and I still wouldn't. Michael Jackson, Beyonce could come out there, and I still would stand my ground and come out there and still believe that out of the 50,000 people out there, I still could hold. I'm good enough to hold about 25,000 of them. But let's see. There's so many, advice. You know, musically, you're talking about life, period.
Life period.
I'll tell you one that my grandmother used to always tell me, and I thought was dumb as hell, but it wasn't. She was like, "Hope for the best, but expect the worst." And I was like, she was like, "Hope for the best, expect the worst." And I used to think that was so stupid, but it's not.
Because once you start to experience life,
Man, you never know what's going to happen. And the only thing that you can do is deal with it. The hardest thing in life is life. Like, deal with it. You don't have a choice, you know? And I've never been the type of person, and I used to think so differently about, people wanting to take their lives and stuff like that. But that's a real thing out here, you know? And
It really is.
it's a rising number for for our people on the youth side last year. And that's why one of the reasons why I started my foundation and focusing on teen mental health too is because I have a friend named Shonda Spates. She has this app called the Dad app, and I forgot how it's spelled funny. It's DD something. And it was originally just focused for kids that didn't have parents, and because her kid tried to commit suicide, she came on my show. And about a month ago, she was like, "Well, last year in 2023, there were 51,000 suicides from the age of 13 to 26, but over a million attempts."
And that broke my heart because I'm thinking, why?
Why? And
Life
why is
is
this
bad,
world
so
so
busy.
cruel? Yeah, why is this world so cruel that they're putting out these things that they know that are controlling or guiding or diverting or pushing or misleading these kids to want to do themselves, do this thing, do this to themselves. You know, people say it's social media, cyberbullying, all kinds of stuff like that. You know, how we handle a bully, you punch the bully in his effing face, and then they left you alone.
It's pretty much
If they,
boss.
if, even if you didn't, and yeah, and even if you didn't beat them up, at least they weren't going to bomb. They'd be like, "All right, well, I got respect now if you stood your ground." Or, they gonna get respect because you tapped that ass. But you can't put your hand on these things that they're putting out there, these images and everything that they're giving you that are telling you, you need to look like this, you need to talk like this, you need to sound like this, you need to do this, be that. And you're having a hard time. And if you don't even get to a percentage of what you're seeing, they're saying you're supposed to be, then you feel inadequate. You feel like you underachieve. You feel like you're less than. And shit, that ain't it. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but that ain't it. That ain't it. The one thing that people got to know, these folks that are sitting on the, that are being the examples, they got insecurities too. And we all have to realize that, once we realize that that's happening, but see, they don't talk about that part. They only talk about the part that's the good part, the part you see, not knowing that those people that that they say you supposed to look like, go home and feel like you feel because you feel like you're inadequate at the same time. And they feel like even though they're being in the front, like it's probably so many actors or actresses that you see that you idolize that have so many insecurities and feel so unworthy. Man, get out of here, bro.
Feel like
Hell
all
yeah.
the money they have, I don't need, I don't, I shouldn't have
They're
all
not.
this. I mean, the accolades they've gotten, I don't deserve it. It's just like, wow.
Man, the hell with social media, man. Technology is a threat to killer, man. Yeah. But I'm long-winded, baby.
The knobs. That's even better for me, right? I
Yeah,
want to
bro.
know
You ain't got that.
while we got on social media, how do you feel that social media has affected the music industry?
It's made everybody lazy. Because when you can just push a button and by chance have 10 million views the next day, You know, I remember having to go out and grind and earn it. And that's not saying that what we're seeing or what's happening isn't good. It's just, you know, I guess, you know, at certain times you kind of feel, you know, you get a little jealous, a little mad. Because we had to get up at 4:30, catch a flight at 6 o'clock, get to the city, drop your bags off. Oh, you guys can't get in your room till after 1, 2 o'clock. Okay. You can't even go to the bathroom. You got to hold it or go to some other place and do it. Then you go and, you know, you got to go meet with the radio stations. Then you got to go to the record stores. Then you got to go to another radio station. Then you got to go to another record store. And if you didn't do it the right way, then they canceled you. It was real canceling back then. I remember my partner had got sick one time with the chicken pox for real. And if the program directors had something going on and you didn't show up, they wouldn't play your records. Man, this one guy didn't play our records for almost 20 years because he thought my guy had faked the chicken pox and we just didn't show up. Dying.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's some
It's like,
petty, that is petty. Damn.
but you know, they felt like we playing your record. We don't have to play your record. Get your big ass up and be here. You supposed to do, you know what I mean? And now with social media and they technology, you can circumvent them. You know, the key is having money to paper your way, having the numbers or having the connection with people's already the network. You know what I mean? If you got one, you can get to the other two. So, I mean, it's cool. I'm because it's helped me too. Like I can tell you how many like when these interviews first started, people having the digital. I remember going on what's the first digital radio thing that everybody was allowed to be on? I can't believe I can't remember it now. Everybody say, I got a radio station, man. Oh, man. What was the name of it? It was whack, too. It was horrible.
Maybe that's why
Yeah.
I was like, it's blocked out.
I forgot what it's called, but you know, you would go on there and it would look like it was only five people on there on the thing, but when you go back and check, it was more than that. It was like they were doing things to dupe you to make you think you need to buy these packets. What that damn, it just came to me. Oh my God. But it was the first one that allowed people to, and not Shoestring or Ustream, but it was something radio. Oh my God, what's the name of it? Forget it. But I learned that, you know, just being on these platforms help you because if it's one or 100,000 people listening, it's somebody on there that can hear you that might be connected to that person that can get you booked, get you another dip, another situation, or just help you with your situation with whatever it is that you need. So I never overlook any of it.
Yeah, I can dig that. I definitely dig that. Would you happen to have any questions for me?
Oh, you really want me to ask you that?
This is an open platform. I am not a judge. I did not go to law school.
What city you in?
Los Angeles.
LA, baby. Shout
Yes,
out to
sir.
English Promotions. Hello, I want to
Shout
thank her for
out.
getting
Big
me
shouts
into
out to Lisa.
it. So, Wolf Pussy. What in the world? And where in the world did you get that name from?
I just want to first start off by saying I have problems. I am out there. So when the thought of me having a podcast came to light, I was like, I need a stupid name. I need something so ridiculous, so absurd that you can't help but either Google it or look it up to figure out what the hell we got going on over here. And Wolf Pussy popped in my head, and I said, Wolf Pussy, that's gonna be a household name in a minute. We're gonna do this. I'm not even gonna play. We're doing t-shirts, we're doing hoodies, we're doing mugs, we're doing all of that.
I want a hoodie that say Wolf Pussy. I do. I want a hoodie that say Wolf Pussy. I do. Or a t-shirt, 3X. I want it. And I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna take a picture in it. Yeah, man. Gee
Got you,
whiz.
player. I got you. We got hoodies, we got
You know what?
t-shirts, we got tank tops, we got sweatsuits.
I need it. I need it. I need the hoodie or the t-shirt, either one, 3X. Yo, because you
No
know
problem.
when you're a man and you think of that word, you know, and ain't nothing wrong with a little wolf every now and then on there, you know what
It
I
sparks a little curiosity, and whether it's up here or down there, you're gonna be like, let me see what the hell going on over here.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah. But that's it for me, man. Questions. That's all I've been wanting to ask you that since she told me about coming on here. Woof was.
Thank
I
you
know that
very
sound
much.
I saw that sound like my place that I want to be at.
I mean, it's a happy place. We don't judge here, we talk shit and swallow spit. That's all we do around here. You just a loving environment. Yes, that's a loving environment.
Hey,
Any
so
final.
just want to tell everybody you can check me out at Dave Minute Large on all the social platforms, TikTok, X, Threads, Instagram, all of them at Dave Min at Large, DaveMenAtLarge, or Dave Tolliver on the book on Facebook. And like I said, I appreciate you, baby. You know what I
I
mean?
so appreciate you coming on. I
Thanks for
so
sharing your
appreciate.
wolf pussy with me.
Man, it ain't nothing but a thing. We all got to have that wolf pussy therapy every now and then.
English promotions, I love you.
Yes,
I'm
yes,
superb.
yes. You know she has something for you. But
Always. And so
before we clock out though, I want to give the people a little bit of that feel so good to be back. Is that the name of it?
yeah, that's so good. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, I think if you don't mind, I would love to play that. Just a little tidbit for the folks, if that's okay.
I hope you do. I wish you would.
Yes. I have it here ready for it. Yes, here it is.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My sincere pleasure. Go ahead and share this real quick.
I'm coming home. It's been a while. Open the door, 'cause I'm outside. I could have told, but it's a surprise. And if you know what's good, you'll take this ride. I've been through rough times. So the first place that I stopped was to say hi. Throw on your clothes, stop wasting mine.
Stop wasting time.
Acting like you don't want to line with your nigga. We about to get wild.
My God. I mean, that is just one of them feel good songs, get tangling and shit. Ah,
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's
love
one
it.
of them ones.
Love it. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you again for joining me on my Wolf Pussy Monologues podcast platform. I so appreciate you.
Thank
Thank
you
you.
for
Thank
having me,
you.
man. I appreciate
It was a sincere pleasure. Please come back anytime you'd like.
it. Just let me know when I'm there.
Awesome. Awesome. Will do. You stay
All
safe,
righty.
stay out the way, stay out them streets.
You already know. Thank
All
you.
righty. Take
Yeah.
care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.